Shutterbug, an elementary verse fic, by Flyacate, read by Rethrew and Four. June, after his first year at Atlanta's Academy, having survived second graders and recess duties, field trips, and a never-ending epidemic of the flu, Taylor, who had been his mentor, thank Elizabeth Weir, had given John a present, a heavy leather photo album already a third full with pictures from the school play, based on some folktale John remembered from grad school, which involved all the second graders dressing up in blues and purples, the hilarious costume he was forced to wear in the Halloween parade, a flurry of moments and laughter captured on film that John had almost forgotten, the record of Room 12's shift from just another classroom into his. "I always think it's good to remember what it was like at the beginning," Taylor had said when he thanked her. Then she'd grinned. "For when it gets worse." John had taken pictures of his own over the year, a habit left over from his credentialing portfolio to prove masterful teaching, or to prove that John wasn't just tying kids up instead of talking about multiplication. So he adds to the blanks, spending an amused summer afternoon tucking in a picture of Harry Parker showing Natalie how to play chess, a blurry shot of a small brown blob that John has thoughtfully labeled Tolstoy the Turtle, just in case he ever forgets, and even a photo secretly taken of the faculty at the Christmas party, where Ronan, Laura, Aiden, and Elizabeth had gotten absolutely smashed and decided to dance the Macarena. The next year starts with its usual chaos, but John still finds time to take, and more importantly store, new pictures. Where Kelly gleefully smiles over her completed model of the water cycle, never mind that it had soaked the whole carpet in blue food coloring a minute later. Or even Lauren and the rest of the softball team sitting around a bar table, mouths open in some shout that John can still almost hear. He always tries to get his shots of the classroom, especially when the kids are actually following directions, as opposed to killing each other, though there is a memorable picture of Rob and Greg grinning at the camera with an immense Tinker Toy weaponry clutched in their hands. But try is extra hard on field trips, and it's funny how the simplest pictures, one's a half-bird slice of kid's elbow, probably Paul trying to chuck a sandwich, remind him the look when Room 12 first touches a dolphin, after an endless bus ride of white-knuckled screaming fits. However, there aren't any pictures for everything, so he's just stuck plain remembering how Laura first smiled shyly when sitting next to Carson at a faculty meeting, or the look of proud awe on some of the kids' faces after the round of applause at the talent show, a parody of John and his love of Johnny Cash that which had made Ronan laugh so hard he almost cried. John sticks Christmas cards in the album, too, and a copy of the graduation program when his second graders graduated to middle school, junior high, leaving the Atlantis for good. It's halfway through September, several years later, when John comes back from the bathroom at the Franklin Institute to find Peter Adams enthusiastically arguing the pros and cons of bones with a middle-aged man whose irritation explodes in twists of anxious finger waves and the slightly raised tufts of his thinning hair. And man, how he wishes he had a picture for that. Not that he thinks he'll ever forget, of course. John finds room in the album for a picture of Franklin, gamely holding his own against Tolstoy, at home for winter vacation, and even manages to get one of him and Rodney when they spend a couple of weeks in Florida, a joint blackmailing by both John and Jeannie to get the whole family to Walt Disney World, though Rodney had drawn the line at wearing the Mickey ears, till Madison pouted, and Rodney had forced a pair on John when he couldn't stop laughing. Still, it had been worth it to see the look on Rodney's face when Madison wanted to pinky swear that she could come visit the big school where Uncle Rodney teaches. Oh yeah, and Uncle John's turtle, too. John is still proud of the shot he got of Rodney and his sister just before leaving, the way Rodney's face looked, before they hugged, a smile that spoke of calm and belonging and family that he'd forgotten he had. John's lying flat on the bed, paging through the album, thumb warring at the bottom edge of the cover, where the leather is starting to peel back. "What are you up to?" Rodney asks, his voice muffled by the towel as he dried his hair. "Marveling at just how much you look like Mickey Mouse," John mutters, grinning a bit at the indignant squawk that issues from the towel. "Just remembering." He flips another page, time slipping in reverse, until it was a picture during new student orientation. John and Taylor, grins a little frantic or serene, depending, and John can feel without looking that Rodney's walked over, is leaning and looking down at the picture, too. "Hey," Rodney says, like he's caught hold of some of the seriousness in John's voice. A hand reaches out, brushes John's shoulder, and there's an ease of the mattress as Rodney sits down. You look nervous in this. John grins. Terrified that the kids would hate me, I think. That I would suck as a teacher. You know, the usual. John shrugs. God, he'd look so young then. Rodney leans flat so that he's lined up against John's side, tugs his chin against John's shoulder. You are always an idiot, he offers, warm voice against John's chin. And it's nice to know that your hair defied gravity even then. And, you know, I was pretty hot then, too, John offers, and feels more than he hears Rodney's laugh. A shaking amusement as he lets go of the album with one hand and slides fingers around Rodney's wrist with the other. You were, Rodney says, and John knows that he's grinning, can feel it even before he tilts his head and fits himself against it. But then you're pretty hot now, too. Oh, yeah? John tries to raise an eyebrow after kissing Rodney, but his attention's not really in it. Only pretty hot? But Rodney knows him. There's pictures to prove it. And only lets his palm curve behind John's neck, the other smoothing the skin under the hem of his t-shirt. Yes, yes. You were and are the epitome of all hot things. Now do you want the rest of your birthday present or not? And John laughs, lets Rodney kiss him silent, and allows the photo album to slowly slide to the floor. The end. If you've enjoyed the story, please leave feedback for the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this story's post. Thanks for listening.